So, good evening everybody. We are on Wednesday night. We are in the class about the Parsha. We are in Parashat Chukat, וזאת חוקת התורה, או זאת חוקת הפרה. We're going to speak in some in Hebrew, some in English. Everything going to be translated. We have some question here that been given by the people. I want to thank Mr. Siegel for opening his facility for us, that may Hashem going to bless him and his family, that he going to be matzliach and all his dever, atzlacha, parnasa, refua, and everything that he will do, it will be very successful.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for coming, everybody for watching. We have וזאת חוקת התורה. וזאת חוקת, they tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, God revealed to him the secret of the Parah Aduma. For the opposite side, King Solomon, God revealed to him all the offspring of the wisdom, but he could not understand the Parah Aduma. He said, every time that I got closer to the Parah Aduma, the irechoka imeni, she is getting farther and farther away from me. That means that the wisdom and the understanding of the Parah is two opposite things. To be able to understand the Parah, Moshe, when God revealed himself to him, he understands that he doesn't understand. He said to God, to Hashem, what I'm going to tell them? What I'm going to tell Am Israel? Imagine every one of you, God coming to you and reveal himself to you. And he said, you're going to be my messenger. You're going to go to the people and you're going to tell them everything that I'm going to say. Imagine yourself, what you're going to say? What, people will believe you? How are you going to start? From where you saw God? What does it mean you saw God? They tell you, no, maybe you have an hallucination. Maybe you're dreaming. Maybe you're daydreaming. Moshe Rabbeinu saw God in a burning bush. He said, what I'm going to tell them? They're not going to believe me. They hear, are not ready to hear what you have to say. I say, I'm going to go to tell them that it's not going to work. King Solomon was the wisest man on earth. God asked him, what shall I give you? He asked for wisdom. He gave him wisdom. When the Torah tells us, Zot Chukat HaTorah, that's the law of the Torah. That's not only the law of the cow that we do not understand. Moshe Rabbeinu understand that he doesn't understand. This is understanding. That's understanding. If a person thinks that he understands his wife, he is already a fool. You cannot understand the universe. Even if you think that you give reason to everything, you cannot understand. Just ask everybody, why all the ducks, the black or the white, the brown, they all have white stomach? Why? Nobody can explain it to you. Why they have a white stomach? Even the black one. Why the people look like this? Why every animal look the way they look? Why does that they don't have a different look? Can you explain, can you understand that? We cannot. God wants us to be his slave. He chooses us. He chooses the nation of Am Israel to be his people. Why? What is the job of a person? If a person does the avodah to Hashem by understanding, he already lost. When a person being a husband to his wife and he think he understands her, he is a fool. If a person understands, he think that whatever he does, every mitzvah, it's only by the moment that he understands and he does it because that's what his emotion to do that, he's passionate. That's not what God wants from us. When God telling Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, talk to the pea, talk to the stone. Don't hit the stone. Moshe Rabbeinu fell in this mission. Because of that, he did not get into the land of Israel, the Chazal tell us. Why? So Am Israel is like all the nation that we have today. The same people. You teach them Torah, they don't remember. You teach them Torah, they don't remember. You teach them Torah, they don't remember. Every year they come in with the same question. You tell them to read the Parsha, they don't read the Parsha. You tell them to prepare, they don't prepare. What do you think? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach the Jewish people Torah in the desert? Yes, he did. He said, talk to the stone. Every person has a heart from stone. Sorry. A heart from stone. It doesn't want to receive. God said, when Mashiach will come, I will replace your heart from a heart of heaven and a stone, and I'm going to give you a heart of human being. What does it mean? When God gave us the Torah, as he said, Mikhtav, Vamikhtav, Mikhtav Elokim Hema. The letter is the letter from Hashem. What is Mikhtav? Charut al aluchot. Engraved on the stone. He said, Al tikra charut, tikra charut. Don't call it engraved. Call it this. This is our freedom. By accepting that we do not understand. A person needs to serve his rabbi not because that he wants to get a gift, because he wants to serve his rabbi. And because of that, he's going to get blessed. Not because that he understands. Not because that what is going to be in for me. And if a person does what is going to be in for me, is already lost. It was a gathering of Hasidim. In one of the books they said, they got together and everybody tell the story about his great rabbi. And one Hasid said, you know, my rabbi is such a big rabbi and this and that. He said, what happened? Why? How you know he's so big? He said, he told me to buy this thing and I bought it and the stock went up and I make and I become to be multimillionaire. The other guy said, you know, my rabbi is even greater than your rabbi. He said, what do you mean? He said, my rabbi told me to go to invest and so and so and so. And I lost all my investment. He's bigger rabbi than your rabbi. He said, it's impossible. He said, you know why? Because he's still my rabbi. Your rabbi is your rabbi because what you got out from him. That you got the benefits that you think that you got the benefits from that. But to get your rabbi and to have him, you're keeping to be in your rabbi, even if you are not getting what you want, is bigger than your rabbi. The same thing with the wife. If you take it and you think that your wife does what you want, you are a fool. You need to give your wife the tools to be the best that she could be. If you need a wife like this to micromanage her, it's better you're going to take a housekeeper and pay her $300-$500 a week. She's going to do exactly as you want. But if you take a wife, the wife is like an iceberg. You see 10% on the top, 90% under the water. If you be lucky, she's going to let you see it. If you treat her nice, and you said, Hashem, I don't understand. When you tell somebody that may Hashem going to grate you, going to bless you, that you're going to build a trusting home, Bayit Ne'eman Be'am Yisrael. What does that mean, trusting home? When you say trusting home, that means that you have two people, witnesses there, that they are, you can trust them. When you take a witness, you need to be a trusting witness. That means you need to keep Shabbos, you need to do this. You can count on him. He's a Talmid Chacham. What does it mean when you are going and you're building the home and you say to the person that may Hashem going to bless you, that you're going to build a trusting home in Am Yisrael? What does it mean? Many explanations to that. But the highest explanation, the highest relation that we have with Hashem, the parable of that coming Shir HaShirim, that we have the relationship, that we are ambivalent, the relationship, the parallel, the relation between us and Hashem and the Shechina is like a husband and wife. And when it happened, and it happened every day, that you see your wife doing things that you don't understand. And you see your wife doing things that you think that she does against the house or against you or against anything else. Or the wife see by the husband. And she said, he's too much this, or too little this, or too this, or too this. Every one of them need to say, you know, Hashem, I don't understand. But I trust my husband that he does 100% for our home. And the same thing the husband need to say. Hashem, you know, I don't understand. But you gave me such a wife. I trust her that she does 100% in her power for the benefits of our home. And that's what it means to build the trust in Om and Am Israel. Not to micromanage each other. Not to tell each other so and so and so and do and do and not do and do and do and not do. A person, when he have a wife, and if he want to know that the Shekhinah among them, he need to hear himself say, "Yes, my wife." And as soon as he say, "Yes, my wife," the guard going down. The steel gates going down, been open. And now she can hear him. But when he is constantly micromanaging her, she put the steel up, she put the gates up, and there's nobody to talk to. The same thing the Shekhinah in the world. A person needs to do things because God said to do that. God ordered us to do that, not because we understand. Every little thing that you can look at the universe and the creation, if you try to investigate to the bottom of that, we really don't understand. But that's understanding. That we don't understand, this is understanding. And this is what is the law of the Torah. When the Jewish people want water, what happened? They want to drink the Torah. They want to take the word, the Torah. They've been thirsty for a Torah. What Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Talk to the people. Chanuch lanar lefi darko. Speak to the boy in the way that he can understand. So he will grow up. He will keep it. If you're going to take and you're going to smack the boy, or you're going to force him, he will grow up, he will hate it. The same thing Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, speak to the people. Teach them Torah. Don't hit them. What he called them? Atem hamurim. The rebellions. That means Hamurim is also Miriam. The well of Miriam gone in this point. We don't have a water. The well of Miriam is the Shekhinah among the camp. The well of Miriam, they say it's the Kinneret in Am Israel. The Kinneret is Kinnor David, Kinneret Hashem. That's the hump of King David. That's where is the Shekhinah coming. The entire Jewish country been drinking from a little lake they call Kinneret. And if the Kinneret dry, we have nothing to drink. There's no other water beside the rain that collected into the Kinneret. And like all the entire area are fighting for the water. Water is Torah. Veruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha-mayim. The Spirit of God is on the water. A person needs to keep himself above water. Not that he can swim and it's enough. When the Jewish people leave Egypt, they're telling us that they come into Edom. And they said to Edom, what? We're going to go al derech ha-melech. We are not going to go left and right. We're just going to keep the path of Hashem. What did Edom tell them?
No.
No. They went out to fight with us, with everything. What does it mean? Edom is mean Adam. Edom, it means Me'od. And Edom also means Edom. That means also is Parah Aduma. That means is a judgment every second on the person in his life, regardless even that he's doing the Avodat Hashem and he's going in the path of Hashem. It's not such a thing that he can, the universe going to let him be, do the Avodah of Hashem. Even with the Jewish people left Egypt, God did the plagues, split the ocean, give them the Torah, give them the clouds, give them everything that he needs. All the universe was part of that. Nevertheless, Edom coming to fight with them. Why? The nature of the universe is not to let you survive. The nature of the universe is not to let you be Eved Hashem. And your nature is to find another way. To make the detour to get into where you need. When you have an obstacle. When Avraham Avinu went to do the Avodah to Hashem, the Yetzirah put 10 obstacles in the front of him. New York City is an island. Whatever makes New York City the best city, we have over than 2,000 bridges and tunnels. When a person wants to be successful, every time that he finds an obstacle in his life, he needs to build a bridge or a tunnel. And that's what's going to be able to let him survive in life. When a person finds that he is facing a challenge in his life, he needs to find a bridge. He needs to go to the detour. He needs to walk the distance. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. We need to go bederech ha'atarim. We need to go in a path, in a space between the things just to find the channel to get where whatever we want to go. He said, when Mashiach will come, God will judge the nation. What are you going to judge them for?
How they treated
them,
Israel.
Until, because they did not welcome you with the bread and wine and water when you left Egypt to carry the yoke of the Torah. The Jewish people carried the yoke of the Torah for the entire universe, not for them, not for themselves. And if that's what we do and we carry the Torah for the entire universe, the universe need to hold and to help us to do it. Instead of that, they fight against us, they kill us, they break our vessel, they do anything to us that we should not sustain the Torah right. And after this, they blame us too for that. That means it's very hard. We are constantly in the judgment. Vezot chukat ha-Torah, or chukat ha-Para, Adam ki yamud ba-Oel, when a person is, they call it as the law of the Torah, or that's the law of the cow, when a person is dying in the tent. That means when a person need to do the avoda in the universe, is like Sarah, she's in the tent, she's under the Shekhinah, he need constantly to connect himself with the Shekhinah, constantly to connect himself with Hashem, regardless what happened in the front of him. Because the universe is not in his favor. When Mike Tyson get in his belt, when he is a champion of the universe, is after many fights that he did against anybody that tried to stop him. A Jew is the same thing. When he want to carry the Torah of Hashem, he need to know that it will be a lot of challenges. Like Yaakov say, a Jew is like a stepladder, that his feet is on the ground and his head is in the sky. And many obstacles come in the front of us that we should climb up with this obstacle, not to fall down. And it's very easy to fall down. The Parah Adumah is a correction for the golden calf. The Parah Adumah is a correction for Aaron and his children. It's a correction for Am Yisrael. When Mashiach will come, it's going to be the 10 cow. Am Yisrael been count 9 times. The next time it will be count is the time of Mashiach. The same thing the cow. The cow is for to be able to get us out from the pure, from the impurity of the dead. King Solomon tried to understand that, he couldn't. We have law and we have decree. We may think that we understand the law, but we really don't understand. Because even that we think that the common sense that tell us that not to steal, a person knows that he doesn't need to steal. But he need to correct himself and to say, I'm not stealing because God says so. Not because I don't steal because I'm going to get punished or because that's the law of the country. I need to do things because God tell me to do that. I need to connect myself to the highest level of reality in this universe. That's God. That He run the world. Most of the things we don't understand. We don't understand why every person look like this. Why our shape of the face like this. Why every animal look in the way they look in. Why this one have a long neck and this one have a stripe and this one have a this. Why? Why every duck have a white stomach? We do not understand. We need to understand that you don't understand. This is understanding. And that's where is the avodah start with Hashem. When the Torah come and they teach us the Torah, you need to read the Torah by not understanding. And to say to Hashem, please, show me your wonder. Gal enai ve'abita niflaot mitoratecha. Open my eyes to see the wonder of your Torah. And if a person, they said that when a person speak Torah, every time he speak, v'achayot ratzot v'ashov, he's sending an angel ahead of him. This angel running and coming back to him. If this angel is a positive angel, everything that this person will do is will be successful. If he's sending the wrong angel, or his lips, they are only two pieces of meat, they talking. And they have no attention, not by thinking, and not by action to back this up. Nothing will happen. A person need everything that he does in life, he need to sustain in a three level. By thinking, by talking, and by doing. So when a person speaks something, he need to be willing to walk the distance. The Be'er of Miriam, when they say, Az Yashir Moshe, and he said, Az Yashir Moshe here too in this parsha of Bnei Israel. What is the song that they sing? Ali Be'er Anula. The song is that the well of Miriam is gone. Aaron passed away. Miriam passed away. People now understand what does it mean not to have Miriam with them. Not to have the Shekhinah with them.
They need to go down to reality to start to do the Avodat Hashem. And it all starts from the leader. The leader needs to show the way to the people. That the well, what gives us the offspring of God, when God is next to us. When a Jew, when we look in at Iftach, Iftach is the Haftarah. What is the connection with all this part of the Torah? That he's going, he grew up with the family, they send him away, that they said that you are not from the same mother, we don't want you with us, you are not going to inherit it, our father. What is that? And then they call him to go to do the fight against Moab, against Ammon, right? Ammon or Moab? Ammon.
I think Moab.
Moab against Moab. They call him to come to do the fight against Moab. What do you mean to do the fight against Moab? They show him that he be able to do the fight and to win. He was Gibor Chayil Hashem. That means when a person is a Gibor Chayil, but he never uses strength against a Jewish man. He never uses strength against the Jewish person. He uses strength against anybody else beside the Jewish person. The same thing King David. The same thing Moshe Rabbeinu. One time with the incident that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he hid the stone. Yes, he lost. He lost his leadership to get into Ammon. The land of Israel.
Bnei Ammon.
Ammon. So Bnei Ammon, not Moab Ammon.
Ammon.
So the reality is that the Chukat HaTorah that we are sustaining by coming in to this part, to get into the land, they said this is the law of the Torah, or this is the law of the cow. Every part of the law of the Torah is like the law of the cow. Even though that you understand, you need to understand that you don't understand. If you think that you understand your wife, you really don't understand your wife, because what your wife show you is only 10% from her soul. Her soul is bigger than you can understand. And if you're going to understand that she have another 90% of her that is not been revealed, you're going to treat her differently.
Is it the same way with the wife to the husband, that she doesn't understand the husband?
Yes, tell us, I have to run.
That means that the wife is a three dimension. The husband is two dimension. That means that the wife and the husband, they are two different opposites. They need always to give the benefits to the other side, even if they think they understand. To say, I don't understand, but I trust my husband in 100%.
So they don't understand each other, though.
They will never understand each other. The way it's supposed to be. They can understand in the limited capacity that what they have in their brain. But if people build their life according to their understanding, they are very much handicapped. A person needs to say, you know, I trust my rabbi in 100%. Even if I don't understand why he tells me to do so and so, I do it and I trust him in 100%. The same thing he need to do with his wife. We don't need to understand for to do things right. We need to listen to Hashem and then everything happen right. So Bezrat Hashem, that we are all going to be able to follow the Torah and to follow the mitzvot and to take the chukim, the mishpatim is law, but the chok is decree. That if we understand that we don't understand none of them, neither of them, not the decree and not the laws, because we need to. If the Torah said not to eat a certain food, not to eat seafood, shrimps. I don't need to say I don't like shrimps. I need to say I love shrimps. But I don't eat it because God told me not to eat it. I maybe don't understand why, but this that he told me, I understand that I don't understand. And I accept it. And I do it because God says so. So, Bezrat Hashem, that you're all going to be able to follow the Torah and to follow the Parah Adumah, the law and the decree, that it will be for you as one. That even do you think that you understand, you need to say, Hashem, I don't understand. And God will open the window to make you see the wonder of Hashem in your life, in Am Yisrael life, and to see Biad Mashiach Tzidkenu Rabbi Amen Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a good Chodesh. Good Chodesh today. We are in Rosh Chodesh. It got there Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. May Hashem going to bless you in Rosh Chodesh today. So to Rosh Chodesh tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. I want to thank everybody for sponsoring the Seuda, the meal, and for Rosh Chodesh. May Hashem going to bless you. And I want to say Bruchim Ayotzim for Mike that is going to Israel. May Hashem going to send him, send the angel ahead of him to show him the way and his journey to go safe and come safe. Good Chodesh. Thank you. Bye.